Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, October 6th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Anchor Resources receives preliminary feedback on the first basin of the seismic program with Enercam's oil and gas Block 8, Cambodia. Anchor Resources Corp. announces preliminary feedback on the first basin of the seismic program with Enercam's oil and gas Block 8 in Cambodia. Enercam Resources Co. Ltd. has identified a substantial structure in the South Bokor Basin, named the South Bokor Lead, with 48 square kilometers of closure. The seismic program covered four sub-basins on Block 8, with the South Bokor Lead as the first drill target. The mission is to discover Cambodia's first onshore oil and gas resources to reduce the country's energy imports. The seismic program employed 38 Khmer residents and 15 contractors from Thailand. Ongoing interpretation of seismic data will determine future drilling targets for a potential exploratory drill program next year. Professional geologist Justin Snelling notes encouraging seismic features indicating potential reservoir rock development within the anticline structure.
Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, Alaska's role expands in critical mineral security. The U.S. government is considering a $5 billion critical minerals fund to address supply chain concerns and rising demand, with Alaska projects like Graphite One's Graphite Creek development and Trilogy Metals' Upper Kobuk mineral projects playing a key role. Trilogy Metals, listed on NYSE American as TMQ and TSX as TMQ, is positioning itself as a vital domestic source of copper, cobalt, zinc, and other strategic metals. As the demand for critical minerals grows due to electrification, renewable energy deployment, and defense applications, the reliance on China for processing and mine investments poses a long-term vulnerability for the United States. Trilogy Metals Holdings in the Ambler Mining District of Northwest Alaska, through its joint venture with South 32, make it a significant player in ensuring U.S. copper security.
From energy security to defense, the world runs on graphite. This company is challenging China's supply dominance. Graphite, the quiet powerhouse behind future technologies, is in high demand for energy storage and defense applications. With China controlling 95% of the world's supply, countries like the U.S. are vulnerable to price shocks and supply disruptions. Nouveau-Monde Graphite Inc. aims to challenge China's dominance by becoming North America's first carbon-neutral producer of natural graphite. With demonstration-scale operations already running, permits secured, and strong market interest, NMG is poised to reshape the graphite market. Investors are watching closely as NMG pushes toward a final investment decision, potentially changing the game for the battery supply chain and offering opportunities for those looking to capitalize on critical minerals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.